Yes, Kirsten, some things that happened. I guess we'll talk about it today on True Comedy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to True Comedy, the podcast where two best friends talk crap and you listen.
Yeah, and sometimes we rap.
Yeah, and I'm Kirsten Cunningham.
And I'm Nicholas Finch.
And I guess you're doing the rest of this intro, bro, because I just drew a blank.
So thank you all for listening and subscribing on whatever platform you listen on. Be sure to go to our website, www.truecomedypod.com.
People still use the www now.
That's actually cool. You know, I was gonna say, you don't actually have to put the www. It does it for you now, so you don't really have to do right. That
because presidents are temporary. Wu-Tang is forever.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing. All right, so yes, visit the website. There you'll find links to Instacart. You'll find a link to keycreationshop.com. Instacart, you can get your groceries in as quick as an hour in all these major cities, even Tuscaloosa. So you live in Tuscaloosa, you can use Instacart. You live in, let's say, Columbus, Mississippi, or Biloxi, Mississippi, for example, you can use Instacart.
Or anywhere where there's a large search city other than the 36540.
That's right, or 36732. So, yeah, use that. Also, keycreationshop.com. Use the promo code podcast, $3 podcast off your total order. That's a really good deal. Holiday season's coming up. You want to get somebody something personalized. That's a website run by my sister. She can do anything you can think of. She has screen printing, all types of stuff. She does a really great job. She can do umbrellas, T-shirts, masks, because they're not going anywhere for a little while, going away for a little while. Jewelry, like earrings, so just all types of things. And
just go ahead and visit the site, check everything out.
Yeah. And if you, she'll probably learn something new by the time this comes out, to be honest with you. That's just how hard she works. So now that we've gotten all the introductory stuff out of the way, I guess I should start by asking, how was your week, man? You know, we've been kind of busy this past.
It's been busy. It's an emotional roller coaster. Just because, you know, trying to sleep, keep up with current events, keep up with your job, and, you know, just doing my thing, living life, shining so bright. How about yours, sir?
You know, I'm gonna go with a different emotion song. I'm gonna go say, "Emotions taking me over." So that's what I chose to go with.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a very emotional, long, hard road to Sigma Gamma Rho. Wait, no, that's not what I meant to say. It was an emotional, hard road to where we are today. Mm-hmm. But it's not emotional in the sense that whatever happened made me like, oh my God, I can't believe it happened. It was emotional in the sense that I was just waiting with eager breath.
Waiting to exhale.
Yes, waiting to exhale to see what social media was going to be like. And man, oh man, I can most assuredly say that no matter who you were cheering for in this election, we all won this weekend.
Yes, comedy,
in social media.
Comedy everywhere. Whew. It took a long time to count some ballots, though.
I mean, well, you know, legally speaking, let's just get this out the way. I'm just going to tell you what happened. So there are some states that they have already approved,
right,
where you can do mail-in ballot counting,
start counting
as soon as you get
weeks.
In.
Yep.
So the bigger, and this is like the bigger states issue. This isn't an Alabama issue. Mm-hmm. So this is like California, Texas, Ohio, all these big in New York, all these states with big populations. They had already said, yes, go ahead and count ballots as soon as they come in, get it done. So when election day gets here, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And then there were other
you
big
can
states.
Go home and get some rest.
Right. But there were other big states like Pennsylvania and Georgia, and as you can tell, Arizona and Nevada, where you couldn't do it automatically. So that's why it feels like the way it feels. But, you know, it's all on the up and up for the most part, because, you know, there's always some nefarious stuff in every election. That's just the nature of United States. So, yeah. That is done.
It just surprised me. There are certain people that I really thought would come to the forefront of social media on this that have been surprisingly quiet. And I'm talking to you, Mr. Cat Williams. Like, of anybody to seize this moment to come back in the limelight, by not getting beat up by an 8-year-old or a toddler or not acting crazy in court. I thought it would be Mr. Cat Williams. He hadn't tweeted anything in a long time. The last tweet he did was back in August, and he had Tekashi 6ix9ine braids like they look like a pride flag. They were every color.
You know, I'm actually, it's weird because it's like you would expect comedians to be in the front of the hilariousness of stuff that's happened, but that's not what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like the big name comedians are quiet. The only person we got to hear from was basically Dave Chappelle, and that's only because he hosted SNL that night. Like, otherwise, true, we really hadn't heard from anybody. And it's weird.
Yes and no. There's just comedy gold. I guess they were sitting back and listen, look, I ain't got to write no jokes. The public going to write them for me.
I guess that's true, too. And also, you know,
that man in the White House is claiming that he won states that even his own allies in media said,
I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to start.
I'm sick of his stuff.
I'm claiming girlfriends and stuff I ain't never had. Like, that's what I'm doing. I'm claiming, like,
you remember when I was posted up on the beach with Halle Berry? You know she was in that orange bikini and Die Another Day. I was there with her. I dried her off.
That's
she
right.
She was looking at me when she walked out that water.
That's
she
right.
Wasn't looking at no Pierce Bronson.
Talking about, make me feel good. That wasn't about no, that wasn't no Billy Bob Thornton. I was off camera. She was looking at me.
You know why Tyra really be smizing?
Uh-huh. When Rihanna was talking about when the sun shines, it was shine forever. She was talking about my beautiful bright skin. That song was about me.
You know life and death in the power of the tongue, so I'm just gonna speak it into existence.
That's right.
Like it already happened.
That's right. Like the president.
You said 20 games, 20 games.
Now,
yes, the Patriots having a winning season.
That's for you, Corey. I love you. Ooh, wee.
I love you, little brother.
Ooh. Man, it's so funny because, you know, I've told you this before, completely changing subject.
Uh-huh.
Like, and I was not a Patriots fan. I just wasn't. But then the minute I got that trade alert, Corey Cunningham traded to the New England Patriots, but I just became the biggest Patriots. I don't know how it happened.
I don't know.
Like, it just flipped overnight.
Like, Belichick wrote us a check.
It just flipped overnight. like Michigan.
I'm just saying.
You know what's really sad?
What?
Is that we cannot use the expression flipped overnight without somebody getting upset more. That's okay. Crazy to think about. Like, how many times have you used the expression flipped overnight and never once thought anything of it?
Mm-mm.
Now if you say it, somebody's going to take it as a direct insult. That's crazy to me.
Well, I'm sorry. We're not insulting you. I'm just happy people exercised their right to vote.
Okay.
No matter how they voted. Just be happy you are able to vote.
And this is another thing. Like, the one thing I'm really excited about is that both candidates got over 70 million votes.
Right. That's impressive.
Both of them set records.
Okay, legal votes.
Yeah, anyway, they all got over 70 million legal votes. And that's crazy. Like, because of coronavirus. Here's the craziest thing about
Corona.
Because of Cardi B. Like, people, for the first time, participated in the election because mm-hmm. mail-in ballots were easy to get to. Absentee ballots were easy to get to. And people didn't have to stand in line on an election. I mean, they still did. People still did. Don't get it twisted.
But
like, election day was still on.
They had a choice.
But they had an option to do mm-hmm. something else. And as far as I'm concerned, that as far as Alabama is concerned, that opens up pathways for both Democrats and Republicans in this state that haven't been open before.
Right now,
Alabama doesn't have absentee balloting or
unless you have medical reasons.
Yeah,
and all that stuff.
Like in the way that other states do. But and really, if you're Democrat in this state, and I don't want to get too political, that's something you got to push for. If you're Republican, it's better to keep it the way it is because a lot of people in Alabama, on both sides, don't get the vote because election day is always a Tuesday and you just can't get off. There's there's millions of folks in this state that have never voted or will never get to vote because they work on Tuesdays.
Right.
And that's just the way it is.
But in Alabama, if you're in line by 7, you have to be able to, let's try this again.
They have to let you vote. But just nobody's going to do it. You're not going to work a morning shift and get off at like six in the afternoon and stand in line to vote. It's just not gonna happen.
Well, my sister did, and she was pregnant, so I don't want any excuses from anybody.
Okay, listen, your sister might be one of hundreds of folks who have done that, but for the most part,
they ain't gonna do
it. Nobody's gonna do that. And I, truth be told, I don't blame them. I don't. Mm-mm. I've never, like, as long as I've been a professional employee of anywhere, I always tell my employer, I ain't coming to work until I vote. It's just not gonna happen.
Right.
So, but I also work, I've also had I've worked in a place, in places where I could do that.
Right. With that being said, I know we ain't going to try to keep it too political, but let's just keep it funny.
Yeah. Okay?
Let's say, Nick, you've been in a job for the past 4 years.
Hey, and I'm pretty much there now.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
And you don't think you've been let go.
Oh.
How would they have to remove you from your job?
It depends on how much I like the job.
Okay, you love this job. You have a huge following. You got a catchy catchphrase there. People fly Nicholas Finch flags. Someone should be flying them half mast on the truck now since you don't have a job no more.
Ooh.
But are they going to have to remove you? And let's say you get a residence like on campus. Like, this job gives you a house. Are they going to have to drag you out that house like Charles did Helen on Diary of a Mad Black Woman?
Let me tell you this. See, I always look at everything as a money-making opportunity, right? So to me, they would have to drag me out, and I would make sure there are cameras there, and I would make sure I cause a ruckus.
Okay.
Because to me, the person you're referring to right now has a huge money-making opportunity on his hand. Like I just told you, that person has 70 million people vote for him.
Uh-huh.
There's money. There's money to be made that you couldn't legally make while you were in that job.
Well, as a just a normal citizen, soon to be, all immunity is out the window. You can still be prosecuted for things that, like, tax evasion.
But that's fine. He'll gonna be the money to be made right now. He gonna be able to pay for that stuff. Like, it ain't gonna matter.
True.
Like, that's real. That's a real money opportunity that you might not have had 2 weeks ago.
So you're saying he's gonna invest in Parler or Parlay, however you pronounce it, because that's what the news outlets say. They all act like they don't know how to pronounce this word.
I don't know. I don't know what he's gonna do, but I just know that when 70 million people, for whatever reason, say that despite all that's going on in the last 4 years, I'm gonna support you. There's money to be made there, and I know people on his team are going to make sure that money gets made, whether that's through TV appearances, book deals, whatever, signings, autograph signings. Because people, if this man said, I'm going to go for autograph signing right now, it's going to be lines around eight corners for that autograph, and I wouldn't blame him. He got it. Like, you almost have to do it.
Right. So also, that leads into, what do you think are going to be some of the best books on the bookshelves at his presidential library?
Like, Where's Waldo?
I know how to read.
Tax for Dummies?
You mean Tax Evasion for Dummies?
I was going to say Tax Evasion for Dummies. I just didn't want to go there.
Or Sister, or no, that's really... I think there's going to be a whole section devoted to his darling daughter. And what that means is, I'm talking like the Kama Sutra books that he wants to give his daughter.
Whoa.
He done said it.
I know what he said.
He would rock and knock the boots with his
daughter. At least we know his eyes work, because yes. which is another interesting transition.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get off these politics. But
I'm sorry, we are making jokes, okay? We're talking about a presidential library, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know the book, The Little Purple Crayon, his would be The Little Orange Crayon, okay?
But personally, hey, real talk though, if it was me, I'd have all the Clifford books in mine. Because Clifford went hard. That was a big dog for no reason. That man was a big old dog. Like,
imagine if Kemper was that big. That's a big red dog.
Them neighbors was way too cool about Clifford. Clifford was a little puppy, and all of a sudden, he's a big
hound of the Baskerville looking MF.
Shout out to me, keeping it clean. This big behind dog standing outside, like, what is this?
Arr.
And you got to move that. What did Clifford do?
You hear that dog whoop? Look, think about that dog seeing a squirrel. It's tearing up the whole neighborhood.
Was that thunder or the dog? Oh my goodness.
Oh, why is the house shaking?
Heaven split. It's the rapture.
I'm just saying.
Kanye speaking 2024. Of, hey, you know, speaking of big dogs, Biden got that big clipper. It's the first thing I thought. I don't like a big old dog.
That might be the biggest dog that, up in the world.
The biggest dog I ever seen. I ain't never seen a dog that big.
Not one that ain't a great Dane. It's just,
that's a big. Mm. That thing got to be Dane Clifford. Anything else is a lie.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
But pretty. The vice president, vice president elect. I have feelings. I just, you know.
Stop leading with her appearance. Lead with the fact that she is a strong, multiracial woman. Because I'm going to leave something off if I start talking about her descent. She's a person of color.
Yeah.
And she is very qualified to lock us. I mean, to put people.
Yeah, she.
To hold the office of vice president.
Yeah. But see, here's the thing, man. You don't have to be qualified for anything in 2020. So that's not any worth the hill of beans anymore.
But I would just like to say Donald Trump did get the full 2020 experience. So he can definitely speak to all types of people. I mean, he got COVID, lost a job, and is being evicted.
The full 2020 experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Ms. Harris is, mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's like she'll look to the left, and I'll be like,
she'll look over to the left.
It's a reflection of herself. And I'm like, you know. She aight.
Mm-hmm.
But then she looked to the right and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I get
so weak.
That's exactly it. And I'm like, okay.
Hey,
man, that is a phenomenal woman.
Okay, Maya.
It's a serious matter.
She was about her academics.
Yeah. that reminds me of a joke that I sent. So Whitney one time she asked me how to spell phenomenal. She gonna be so mad. I gotta tell her this joke. She said, how do you spell phenomenal? And I said A-L-P-H-A space K-A-P-P-A space A-L-P-H-A.
And then you got hit in the back of the head.
Yeah, and then somehow we still got married. It was the craziest thing. I'm so lucky. That is a very patient woman.
She is very, very patient.
Yeah, she don't get enough credit for her patience.
Right.
But yeah, so that's a thing.
Okay, well, Nick, you want to tell what another thing is? I think now that a lot of people feel better about their life, I think all the homies need to link up because we about to read a book out loud and see who the dumbest.
What?
Do you know how much anxiety I had when you having like popcorn read in elementary school?
Mm-hmm.
So you counting the people ahead of you saying, okay, this is my sentence. I got this. Then they skip and you mess up and say a word wrong or you cuss out loud. Like, it's just,
bruh,
there's no coming back from that.
The thing is, and this is why it sucks to be like smart and everybody know you mm-hmm. smart, because you can't mess up.
No,
you can't.
What
you
if I just have a stutter up. And I can't read?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what
like
if
Kanye said, you know, can't read?
Like, what if I just don't see the word right?
And it'd be right.
Like, oh, Nick can't read. He's supposed to be smart. Boy, I hated popcorn reading. I hated popcorn reading with a passion. I hate reading to this day. I hate popcorn reading so much I don't read.
Oh, dang.
I just play.
Well, like in the school system, I know a lot of people do a lot of really unique things to kind of appeal to students. Well, in something that's just totally Alabama, let's take it down to Covington County. Let's talk about the Covington Electrical Cooperative, basically a power company. Here's what they wrote on Facebook.
Now, be careful. Covington County is way too close to home.
At Covington Electric Cooperative, our goal is to provide reliable electric service with the highest priority on member satisfaction, community involvement, and safety. It is our mission to not only provide excellent service, but to also make our communities a better place to live through community involvement. This week, the cooperative and its approach to rewarding students for participation in an art contest was called into question, and we would like to take this opportunity to address the concerns expressed on social media. CEC distributed 130 participation goodie bags on Monday, November 2nd, to 5th and 6th grade students who entered our Christmas art contest. One of the items included in the gift bag was a plastic drink bottle with a straw that was shaped like a light bulb. Anything going off on people's heads for a minute?
Yes.
As a utility, we often give out promotional items shaped like light bulbs. although we received many positive comments and messages from teachers and parents about how much the children enjoyed their drink bottles and other goodies, we were very surprised to learn that some people in the community felt these plastic bottles were simple drug paraphernalia. The idea that this item could be perceived in such an offensive manner never crossed anyone's minds at the co-op. We would like to thank all CEC members for their commitment and feedback on this issue. The comments will give us guidance for future product selection. Thank you again for your comments. Now, listen here. People were dragging them on social media. This is so dumb. I need to see this cup. This sounds ridiculous. It's actually a cool idea. Only drug users and Karens will make it out to be something it's not. When I see a light bulb, I don't think meth or any other drug paraphernalia. Only true drug addicts would know that the people use light bulbs to smoke crack. Now, I ain't gonna lie. This look like something we freebasing cocaine or crack or meth out of.
That definitely looks like a bomb.
Like,
that definitely 100% looks like a bomb.
I feel bad for these people. But yeah.
That definitely, like, I have no idea what it looks like. I mean, you're gonna have to use that somewhere, like promotional, but yeah. It definitely 100% looks like a bomb. Like, if you didn't tell me that right. I was a cup, I would have thought it was a bomb.
And see, there's fights on social media. Here's one person. I understand your view, but I will not sit here on social media and argue back and forth with someone I do not know whatsoever. You raise your children how you see best, and I will do the same. I hope my son would see this as a cool cup and never interpret it as drug paraphernalia. We have enough carrots in this world, but I choose not to be one of them and focus on the negative energy. Have a good night.
I would just like to state for the record, anything can be drug paraphernalia if right. you try hard enough.
Right. Paper products.
Aluminum foil. Yeah, name it.
I personally don't like being called a drug addict because I know what it could be used for. I agree most kids would see it as a cool cup, but a lot of them don't due to their home life. I wasn't being ugly, just giving my opinion. Okay, listen here. Why are we dragging the electric company, though? It's a plastic cup. I want you to try smoking something out that plastic cup. You're going to have to put a lighter under it. Your hand going to be melted away. You're going to have serious burns on your hands because you're going to sit there and melt the cup.
Yeah, I was
going to. Let's not be dumb, y'all.
I was going to state, yeah, but, you know, it is kind of a.
Alabama?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Alabama the beautiful.
Yes. Our beautiful and great state. I love this state so much. Mm-hmm. But we be dumb. No, I love my state. I do. You know, but we dumb, you know. I just don't know. Like, we sending somebody to Washington, they're just going to be twiddling their thumbs. But
listen, Alabama's a great state.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, Governor Ivey.
Yeah, Meemaw. We love Meemaw.
I'm not subscribing to ageism and bashing her because of her age and because she wears her nice pajamas to the press conference.
Does she not like that nickname? Because
I don't think so.
You don't think? Is that an ageist name?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes,
I just ages. Thought it was. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was informed.
But never mind, it's not important.
Yeah. You know they not interested in no Joe. They interested in that color gal.
No, oh. I was like, what? That came out of nowhere.
Sorry, I had to make a Django reference.
But it's right. So we're gonna switch subjects. Let's talk about McDonald's. I want to bring up two things.
Okay.
First of all, have you ever had a McRib?
Yes.
Is it good?
I mean, it's I'm glad it just comes once a year. It's one of them things you just do, like in an alcohol-induced haze.
Oh, really? I was going to make the conscious choice to get one since it's supposed to come back on my birthday.
Well,
so.
Get you one.
I am. I'm going to get myself a McRib for my birthday.
Okay.
Really excited about that.
Okay. You know what they say? Why you can't take pork from a... Never mind.
Okay. So I bring up the McRib to switch to something else. So McDonald's announced on... what is today? Monday...
A day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
Whatever day it is.
Uh-huh.
On this day, McDonald's has announced that they expected to announce a new plant-based product line.
Okay.
Guess what it's called?
What?
McPlant.
I thought you were about to say McPossible or something.
McPlant. They are...
That's going, something.
They are...
Way to be creative.
Yeah. They are announcing a... new plant-based menu initiative to get people to eat healthier, you know, give vegans an option.
Yeah, that's good.
and they're gonna plant-based protein. They're calling McPlant. It's gonna be used in burgers, breakfast sandwiches, other items.
Okay, I'm
it's in select global. It's in select regions now, mm-hmm. globally, and be a worldwide release in 2021.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
So yeah, I mean. How different is that? Like, what do you think? Also,
I'm actually surprised it took them this long because BK been killing it with their Impossible meat and Impossible burgers and all that jazz. But I know McDonald's is kind of slow to change things sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to say also that I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay.
That I want the world. I need you to keep that in there because I want the world to know that I just
tasting yourself like.
Yeah, the whole thing. Just like the world. I just want the world to know that I just totally forgot what I was going to say.
He's glitching, y'all.
I am glitching.
Okay, let's find a switch that we got. Look, we're going to have to take your brain out, hit it on the side.
What like were we just Nintendo talking about? Okay, we were talking about
McDonald's and their plant-based burgers.
Okay, and then you said that Burger King.
Yeah, has the Impossible.
Has the Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been killing the game.
Impossible.
Yeah.
Okay. I had another thought. I tried to lead back into it. Still cannot get there. But the point is, McDonald's coming out with McPlant. It's a wonderful thing. I just think it's hilarious because they couldn't come out with another name. It's like, okay, so you paying all these people in marketing, mm-hmm. right? And you're like, all right, we have this
maybe all those folks know better.
Here's the thing, though. I'm gonna get to it. You paying all these folks in marketing, and they're like, what are we gonna name this thing? I don't know. Does it have to be Mac based? I don't know. And then some random guy, probably the janitor. He just sweeping.
Oh, I got
it. He come through. Uh-huh. He look in the room. McPlant. And he like, that's funny, Earl. That's funny. Go on out of here. That's funny. Or Rodriguez. Go on out of here. Earl Rodriguez. I don't know. Anyway, he just keeps on sweeping. Like, oh, I thought it was a good idea. Then the news come out today. And he's like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Now, you giving this man all these disenfranchised characteristics. Why can't this man just be named Don Jr. or something like that?
Whoa, because we are not picking on the
No, that's just a general name. Many people have that name.
I don't know, but one Don Jr. Okay. No, I don't know one.
I know a Don Knox.
I know.
Or a Don Johnson.
I factually know more people named John than I do Don.
I know a Donald.
Okay.
I'm going to cut that last name out.
Yeah, I'm just going to say.
I got time for a Klan rally.
I just factually know more people named John.
Okay.
Or Joe. Or.
Okay. How many Jorges do you know? Because you just said this man's name was Jorge.
I didn't say Jorge. Okay. I said Rodriguez.
Okay. Same, not difference. Yeah, I know.
Okay, so you said the janitor. Did you know that the janitor actually wrote the lyrics to Circle of Life at Disney?
Really?
Yep. The part that's in whatever native African tongue that is written by the janitor.
Huh. Does he get royalties for that?
Yeah, he made bank.
Okay, I was going
to
say.
He ain't sweeping no floors no more unless he want to.
Yeah, I mean. I would sweep the floor of my mansion.
Scrooge McDuck just, I'm about to dive in.
Ooh, a quack. Speaking of crack.
Oregon. Crack is whack.
Oregon legalized, decriminalized cocaine. And we were just talking about it last week. And I had no idea. I was like,
listen,
we're the
new Simpsons. We predicting everything. Yeah, everything.
That was crazy, right? I had no idea that was on the ballot.
That's just real interesting. That's going to be snow bunnies with snow bunnies.
Right. So instead now, if you get caught with cocaine, they just immediately send you to rehab. Like it's like, do not go to jail. Go to rehab. Go directly to rehab. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
More humanizing. Just going to be human. And
it's more along the lines of what people, when they say
defund the police, what they're talking about.
Which is a very, very bad brand name.
Yes, it is.
Because.
That's like McPlant.
That's a better brand name than what that is for what they want to do. That's just a poor, poor name. Like folks got really upset about it. I don't blame them because
that's like an entry level marketing class.
Exactly. You don't name something mm-hmm. that bad. It's almost like if you had another little initial thing, like another little movement, and you mm-hmm. add one more word to it, that people would get less offended.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about something in particular?
Yeah, I'm talking about something in particular. I don't. I mean, I'm talking about on podcast, but there's like another hashtag that people use that people remix it to say, you know, all of these matter. But had you just added one more word to the movement, okay, or the hashtag, yeah, people would be like, yeah, it's just one word.
Yeah, hash browns matter.
Like, it just, yeah, it, people will feel different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's all I'm saying. It's just things that could be done to make things better.
Well, Nick,
yeah,
we do have to take a moment to acknowledge and pay our respects to Mr. Alex Trebek. Mr. Alex Trebek.
Mm-hmm.
Just RIP to the GOAT.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to be on Jeopardy so bad when I was growing up. But maybe, then
hype. Merv, is it Merv or who's the producer of that?
I don't know.
Either way, if you want to take Jeopardy to the next level, there are two incredibly talented young men, or at least will appear young with the proper lighting and makeup,
mm-hmm,
that could host Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Their names are Nicholas J. Finch and Kirsten K. Cunningham. They're the hosts of the True Comedy Podcast. We're very knowledgeable. So shout out. Let's get this. Make it happen. Let's make Jeopardy black again.
Do you know what's really crazy?
What?
It's like there are 26 letters in the alphabet, right? How about, why do all of our initials come in the first 13?
That's interesting. I never thought about it. Are you high right now?
No, I'm not, because even then, I'm still wrong, because N is like the 14th letter. I think N is the 14th letter.
You had one job.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N. Yes, 14. Yeah, my bad. I was wrong. So, I mean, it's pretty impressive that we got all them letters and then we get to number 14.
It is very impressive.
I don't know why. See, listen, this is why we can't do.
We're just looking for content right
now. No. This is why we can't do podcasts while I'm half asleep. This is what's happening right now.
Because you feel real slow right now?
No, it's like, what? Somebody's going to be listening to this and they're like, why in the hell did you bring up letters?
Why did you bring up letters?
I don't know. I have no idea where that came from. It just said, hey, you know our name got those letters in it. I'm like, huh? No matter what happened last week and all that anxiety that you felt and all the anxiety that we felt for the past 4 years or however long
you felt anxious,
that you felt anxious, believe so me, I have anxiety anxious. Right, I have anxiety issues. I've had it my whole life. Just got diagnosed like even in like 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna say to you is that no matter what happens with all this national stuff, you have to make sure that at the end of the day that you take care of yourself, because I just found out I got diagnosed with anxiety. If you need help, seek it. Like, mm-hmm, if you feel like you need, if you think no problem, if you have any problem in what you're feeling, get help. And there are people here to help you, whether it's a friend, whether it's a professional. Just do what you have to do to take care of yourself.
Right.
Because there's only one you. We can't replace you. And we want nothing to happen to you. Because
no matter what Beyonce says, irreplaceable, you are irreplaceable. Nobody can replace you.
Yeah, see, she was talking about a cheating man.
I know.
We ain't talking about a cheating man here. We talking about actual people.
Because black men don't cheat.
Yeah, see, that wasn't no black man. Yeah, black men don't cheat. That was a black boy. Who cheated on Beyonce? Jay-Z. Isn't that crazy?
Didn't you see him catch a foot to the face?
Ain't that crazy?
Look, Solange came in there like Leonidas on 300. Yeah!
I can't believe that man cheated on Beyonce.
Hey.
I mean,
people can be stupid. But y'all, thank you all. Stupid.
That's a different level of stupid.
You were dumb. You are so dumb for real.
Oh my gosh.
But I guess, do I leave a little spot of motivation?
No, just let me ride.
I'm just going to let Nick do that. But y'all, thank you all so much for listening, liking, subscribing, telling everybody. We definitely do appreciate it. If you want to get in touch with the show, if you want to leave us a message, like I said, we're always open to reading your listener stories. You can email us at truecomedypod@gmail.com. You can visit our website, truecomedypod.com. Follow us on social media. Just search the hashtag True Comedy. Also, y'all, we're going to do something really cool. Since it's soon to be that time of giving, we're going to run a sweepstakes on our social media. soon, in a minute, not now, you'll see a post up that says Mystery Box. We'll be giving away a Mystery Box giveaway. You're not going to know what's inside. It's going to be some really cool or really crazy stuff. All you're going to have to do is interact with the post, like, share, subscribe. And once we get to a certain amount of people, we'll pick a winner and send that person a Mystery Box. We'll probably do this monthly.
Oh, I wonder what's in the Mystery Box. Who knows what surprises the Mystery Box might have.
It won't be a head or a tax problems.
It won't be an attached horse head.
No.
What's in the box?
Nick, if somebody wants to get in touch with you on your social media, how could they do that?
Follow me at the NJF on Twitter, the NJF on Instagram, Nicholas J. Finch on Facebook.
And you can follow me by not following me. I'm just playing. You can follow me at KHamCooks. That's K_HamCooks on Instagram. KHam Speaks on Twitter. Kirsten Cunningham on Facebook. And as always, as I said earlier, continue to follow the show. And this has been True Comedy. Later.